thank you to our Mi'kmaq brothers and sisters for being here with us today and for providing some drumming. We're also going to have a prayer and a smudge ceremony. Here with me is Donna Crossland, one of the co-organizers of this event. Donna is a force to be reckoned with. She is a powerful woman, let me tell you. And it's an honor to be her friend as well. Donna has a Master's of Science in Forestry. She's a forest ecologist that works at Kedji National Park. And Donna was also one of the co-authors of the Natural Resources Strategy Review. So along with Bob, wherever he is, Bob Bancroft. So, we're over 600 people. Ray Plour of the Ecology Action Center just informed us that we're over 600 people. That's amazing. That's truly amazing.
As I'm one of the co-funeral officiators with my good friend Jamie Simpson, I should explain who he is right after I say, welcome everyone, Jalaxi, and bienvenue. It's an amazing crowd. There's people here from all across our wonderful province for the same common goal, trying to have better forest management practices. Just in case you think you showed up to the wrong funeral, this is the funeral for our Acadian Forest of Nova Scotia. If you're looking for someone else, Uncle Jim that's passed on, it's at another church. Jamie Simpson is also an amazing person. He's an author. Probably some of you have his books, Restoring the Acadian Forest, Old Growth, his book on old growth. He's also an environmental lawyer, just recently become an environmental lawyer. He's a forester. He's an arborist. He is many things, but he's found time to be with us today and to help organize this event, which is amazing. Before us is a symbolic gesture of the loss of our forest with the size of the logs that we're harvesting now in many cases. They would be ground up for wood chips, for biomass, or biofuel, or pulp. And in front, we know when we kill the forest, we also kill those who live in the forest and depend on the forest for its food and its wildlife, for its food and its habitat, for its shelter. And so, hence, we have deep forest-dwelling species in front of us. There's a fisher, there's a marten, there's moose, many, many animals that are losing forest habitat today, and more species at risk going on the list for Nova Scotia.